So I'm here with Alan Gavinsky, who is a producer of the Terrestrials podcast. Hi, Alan. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So glad to be here.
So it's Bad Rap Week on the show, and all week we've been collaborating with the Terrestrials podcast to tell stories of people, places, animals that have a bad reputation, and the sometimes surprising truths behind them. Not everyone is getting reformed. We're just figuring out whether they deserve their reputation or not. And today, we are talking about rats. It's Bad Rat Week, or Bad Rat Day on the show. And, you know, to be honest, I guess call me neutral on rats. I don't love them. I'm a rat agnostic. I don't even know that I think they're gross. They're just part of the city. It's like seeing like a squirrel in the backyard of a suburban home. They're just there. They're part of the landscape. But of course, people have very strong opinions about rats, especially New Yorkers, who we do honestly have interactions with rats almost every day. Alan, you live in the city. When you started doing all this reporting on rats, you came up with what I thought was like a really fun project. You set up this rat hotline. You posted flyers around the city with a phone number and asked people to call in and report their stories and opinions about rats. I love this. I would love to hear some of this tape.
So I was walking home last year in the dark, kind of looking at something on my phone, half paying attention, and all of a sudden I step on something squishy. And so I lifted up my foot and it squeaked and limped away. It was the most vile thing I've ever experienced in my life. I sort of feel bad, but also get out of my block. I love rats. When I was 18 years old, I took my senior portrait with a rat. I borrowed my friend's rat. I'm also an upright bass player, so I knew I wanted my upright bass in these photos. So I have all these photos of me at 18 with an upright bass in one hand and a rat in the other. I hope you have a great day filled with rats.
I was living in New York. What's interesting is there's this one rat that had a white streak across the back of it that I noticed would get on the train at about the same time I would every morning for school. I'd walk in, see the rat, he'd jump on the subway, he'd get off the station right before mine. It kind of gave me a little realization that, you know, like this little dude, he's actively participating in what seems to be some sort of routine. I don't know, interesting. Yeah, thanks.
It is crazy to watch a rat get on the subway and then get off the subway. They don't call it the rat race for nothing. You know what I mean?
A lot of New Yorkers love to hate this rat, like this creature, because it does sort of represent a scrappiness that I think a lot of people in New York identify with, a sort of fighting spirit, a willingness to do what it takes to get by. And that's certainly something that draws me to the rat, is that it is so resourceful and it's so shrewd. It's a very cunning creature. That's like kind of its superpower.
Today, I want to be like the people who called into this rat hotline. I'm going to take a stand on rats. No more will I be neutral on rats. I will be pro or anti-rat. And to do this, Alan's going to take me into the underground world of New York City rats. We're going to hear about the good, the bad, the ugly, the disgusting. A lot of that. I want to see which side I fall into. How do I feel about rats once I know a lot more about them? So come with me. You can keep score as I decide whether New York City rats deserve their bad reputation. That's after this. This message is brought to you by Apple Card. Apple Card is a no-fee credit card that gives you daily cash back every day. That's 3% back at Apple and 2% back on every purchase made with Apple Card using Apple Pay. Apply for Apple Card in the Wallet app on your iPhone today. Subject to credit approval, variable APRs for Apple Card range from 18.24% to 28.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of January 1st, 2025. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank, USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at applecard.com.
Uh-oh. The last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscience?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first Express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.
There are an estimated 3 million rats in New York City. They're not unique to the city, of course, but New Yorkers do have a special relationship to rats. But before I made up my own mind, I wanted to know about Alan's special relationship with rats, how he got into this kind of reporting.
Tell me about how did you fall down the proverbial rat hole?
Well, I mean, okay, first of all, Dylan, think about it. Think about that number, that staggering number, 3 million rats. That's like, there's an estimated 9 million people. That's like one rat for every three people in New York City.
I like to think of it as a one rat per household, you know? So it's just like, it's a rat per dwelling unit.
It's incredible. Yeah. And so, I mean, for a creature that's so prevalent in this city's landscape, for us to know so little about it and for us to be so disinterested in it as a species, because we're generally repelled by them. Who wants to study a rat in what I would consider its natural habitat, the sewers of New York City? It's disgusting. Nobody wants to. So we know so little about it. That in itself is fascinating to me. And when you start to look at like the overlooked beings, creatures, you start to find all kinds of just interesting things about the way that the city works. And on top of that, when you start looking at the rat itself, a little more than superficial, you start to discover these unique things about rats that don't stand out on the surface at first glance. This creature has this incredible level of intelligence that when paired with its super smelling ability, they can smell like as well as if sometimes better than dogs. They are incredible sniffers, but these two skills combined, their intelligence and their ability to sniff things out, often lead them into places where we'd rather not have them, like our trash or our homes, sometimes swimming up through our pipes and into our toilets and into our bathrooms and in our crawl spaces. They can crawl into anything larger than a quarter or larger. If they can fit their head through it, they can squeeze the rest of their body through it. And if they can't quite get through a little opening in a brick wall or something, or they can literally chew through concrete and sometimes metal. So they can find their way in if they need to.
You know, I came into this conversation, I'm gonna call it neutral. But the idea of a rat swimming through the pipes of my house and coming out of the toilet, it's like this home invasion I had not really thought about. That is not an entry point you can easily close off. I guess you can close the toilet lid, but then you just have a rat trapped in your toilet. Obviously, this is not a common thing, but it legitimately freaks me out. This ability to just come into your living space in a million different ways, to swim into it, to gnaw or burrow their way into it. God, they probably can like aerial parachute their way in. I don't know, I'm making that up, but it seems possible at this point. Maybe this is a point for the anti-rat category for me. I'm not sure this is making me think better of rats. But Alan had even more to tell me. Perhaps this will change my mind, because Alan fully immersed himself into the New York City rat scene. He took a trip 20 stories underground with a rodent control specialist named Cedric Simmons to take a look into the world of rats themselves.
He's always stressing that, like, we're not gonna get rid of rats. We're gonna do our best to reduce the population of rats. But in order to do that, the three things that we need to address are access to food, access to water, and access to harborage or hiding places, places where they can live and burrow and tunnel. Those are three things that rats can find in abundance in New York City, especially in New York City's sewers and parks.
Yeah.
We've got overflowing trash cans from time to time. And, you know, every time it rains, you got French fry grease and pizza crust that wash down the sewers and it's lunch for a rat. And the sewers themselves and the subways, telecommunications pipes throughout the city underground, like these are all just super highways for rats. It's not out of the realm of possibility to imagine underneath a sidewalk in New York City, there being like an entire like tunnel network that spans an entire block for rats right under our feet as we're walking. I asked him straight up, like, would you imagine that there are possibly rats down here that have never seen the light of day, that have just spent their entire lives underground in New York City? He said, absolutely. Yeah. What? I mean, everything that they need is coming right down the cracks, right down the sewer grates, right down to them. There are some rats in certain situations that have no need to go up to the surface.
That's crazy.
This whole like upside down world below the city that belongs to them. It's just this realm, this kingdom of the rats below the city surface.
So this may not sound right, but I think I have to give this to the pro-rat side. I mean, you know, the upside down of rats, like this entire rat city being fed by us, working extremely efficiently underground. I mean, some of these rats just like work industriously, you know, eating our garbage, never even coming up to the surface to bother us. Like, I don't know. That's kind of amazing. I think I'm going to put this at least in the rats are cool category. Maybe that's a pro rat category. But like the underground rat metropolis, like genuinely is kind of awesome. I don't know. Anyway, at this point, let's just talk about what they eat. What are they eating down there? Maybe they're doing us a great service with all of this trash disposal.
Some things I learned about rats is 1 ounce of food. That's all they need. In order to survive.
Oh, wow.
And those calories can come in a lot of different ways. They can come from fruits and meats. They can like literally slurp up oil slicks, and that is calories for the day, you know? So like French fry grease.
That's gross. Yeah.
Oh, what was the other one? Oh, cockroaches.
Oh, right. They'll eat the other New Yorker. All right. Okay. The more we talk, the more I'm not sure that you're convincing me that I shouldn't be worried. Like I came into this conversation and I had not given a lot of thought to like these buff rats eating this high protein cockroach diet, just like munching on pigeons and climbing.
They are versatile.
Through toilets.
They are versatile.
The rats. They are versatile.
Rats certainly are a problem in New York City, but they are a much bigger problem in parts of New York City than in others. Rats aren't this like ubiquitous
right.
nightmare that every New Yorker like lives with at all times. Our city is also an ecosystem. That ecosystem involves predators that eat rats as well. And we have got falcons and birds of prey that go after rats and things like that.
Is there anything you think everyone should know about rats? What are people not understanding about rats or the rat problem?
There's so much to rats that we don't even know yet, especially like in our urban environments. We've learned some really incredible things in laboratories, and we've learned things about how they have empathy centers in their brains. They're social creatures that they help each other out in an altruistic way. They will help each other out of traps with nothing to gain from it. They will just do it out of the goodness of their little ratty hearts. They've got incredible memories. They can remember the route through a maze like a month and a half later.
This is a good pitch for the rat. Well, Alan, thank you for taking us on this like incredible journey truly down the rat hole into the subterranean kingdom. This is super fun. Awesome talking to you.
Yeah, I'm totally glad to be a part of this.
So I went into this conversation promising to come down pro or anti-rat. And obviously, it is complicated. Rats, like us, are very capable, highly adaptive omnivores. They survive in the city, though, because we built this perfect environment for them. So yes, rats can sneak in your house through your toilet. But who would slurp up all those oil slicks? Who would drag away all those discarded pizza crusts? The city would be littered with scraps and trash without them. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I guess I'm calling it a draw. I'm certainly not convinced that they're the creatures you want living in your house with you, but they're no worse than us. They are, in fact, a kind of unfortunate mirror reflection of human beings. So if you don't like rats, go take a long look in the mirror. If you are feeling like, hey, the pro-rat side didn't get its full due, you might want to go check out the full episode that Alan made about them. It is really good. He gets way more into their underground city. We learn about the rats doing incredible work like sniffing out landmines in Cambodia. We will put a link in our episode description. Go listen, subscribe to Terrestrials. Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Stitcher Studios. This episode was produced by Alexa Lim. The people who make our show include Doug Baldinger, Chris Naka, Camille Stanley, Johanna Mayer, Manola Morales, Baudelaire, Gabby Gladney, Amanda McGowan, Alexa Lim, Casey Holford, and Luce Fleming. Our theme music is by Sam Tindall. If you like our show, please give us a review and a rating whenever you get a chance and wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, obviously, you know, follow, subscribe, never miss an episode. I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I'll see you next time.
Adam Pally here.
And I'm John Gabris.
We're a couple of actors and best friends who you may know as the hosts of the TV show 101 Places to Party Before You Die.
Now, we're bringing you a comedic look at health and wellness with our new show, Staying Alive.
We'll have guests like our friend, actor Jerry O'Connell.
Ketamine therapist, Dr. Steven Radowitz.
Paul Scheer.
Ego Wodum.
Jillian Bell.
Dr. Doolittle. Staying Alive with John Gabris and Adam Pally is out right now.
Get them a week early and ad-free with SiriusXM Podcast Plus on Apple Podcasts.
The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.